Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, and welcome back to another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, where you can get the story behind the stickies that I post daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 96, and the title of the sticky note is Different Same Questions. The note reads, how many different ways can you ask a question? Here's the story behind the sticky. Ever watch television shows that feature lawyers? Law and Order, Boston Legal, The Practice, even Matlock. At some point during a court case, the first lawyer will ask a witness a question. The second lawyer will object, and the judge will ask the first lawyer to rephrase the question. The lawyer will then ask what amounts to the exact same question in a subtly different way in order to abide by the judge's instruction and yet still elicit the response she wanted from the witness in the first place. How many different ways can you rephrase your questions? If you had to ask your most pressing questions in another way, could you do it? While you may not have a judge forcing you to rephrase your questions, sometimes it's useful to think about the way you're asking questions in order to get more desirable results. The way you word your questions has a direct impact on the answers you receive. For example, if you think your company spends too much on office supplies, you might ask the question, how can we save money on office supplies? This question might lead you down the path of buying items only when they're on sale, asking your provider for a discount, or buying cheaper store brands rather than name brands. On the other hand, if you rephrase the question as, how can we conserve our office supplies? Your answers might focus more on controlling the supply resources and using scrap paper for messages rather than buying notepads, or appointing an officer to oversee the distribution of the office supplies to employees, or making your office go paperless. The ability to rephrase and reframe questions is a valuable skill, especially because it will set you apart from competitors when speaking with clients about their projects, and it will help you to be more fluid and flexible in your own thinking, which leads to increased creative abilities. The next time you have a question to ask, see if you can come up with two or three different ways to ask it. Test the variations out on a few different people and track your results. You may end up asking yourself, why didn't I try this sooner? Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily alert with new content notifications, along with a copy of the exact post-it note that I created by hand by myself on a 3x3 post-it note and published that day on BigYellowSticky.com. Your email will also include a link to the latest audio track that complements that sticky note where you get the story behind the sticky, just like the one I shared with you today. I'll be back again tomorrow with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. I hope you'll be here to listen to it.